Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
In the springtime, millions of migratory birds follow the Pacific coastline north to their summer breeding grounds in Alaska. Coastal wetlands such as the Stikine River Delta near Petersburg, the Mendenhall Wetlands near Juneau, and Dude Creek near Gustavus serve as critical resting and feeding areas along the way.
One of the most productive and important resting and feeding areas in Alaska is the Copper River Delta near Cordova. This 600,000-acre delta, formed where the Copper River meets the Gulf of Alaska, is a 35-mile-wide complex of tide flats and wetlands. In April and May, 10 to 20 million birds pass through this area on their way to their northern breeding grounds, including virtually the entire Pacific population of western sandpipers and dunlins.
After flying across the Pacific Ocean from New Zealand or Hawaii, or thousands of miles up the coast from Mexico, Central and South America, the Copper River Delta is a welcome rest stop. But for tens of thousands of birds, the Copper River Delta is the final destination, a place to nest and raise their young. The Copper River Delta supports the entire U.S. population of nesting dusky Canada geese and substantial numbers of trumpeter swans, sandhill cranes, red-throated loons, and raptors like short-eared owls and northern harriers.
The Delta supports a variety of different habitats and is home to a year-round population of moose, which are important to the people of Cordova, and predators like wolves, coyotes, and black and brown bears. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.